This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dish is going to the show, and I'm just a regular guy. Scorsese, De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, these guys. For the past 50 years, they have taught us everything that we know about mob life, you know, as civilians. And now they're all back for one last blast? Are you kidding me? No, I am not. It's called The Irishman. Now, it's the story of this guy, Frank Sheeran, a real-life guy, a truck-driving war vet. He becomes an enforcer, and he ends up working with union strongman Jimmy Hoffa. And along the way, he's involved in some of the most infamous hits and conspiracy theories of the 20th century. At least that's what he says, because the movie's based on his book. But it's a three-and-a-half-hour epic from master filmmaker Scorsese with some of the greatest actors of our lives. I'd say it's the best movie of this year. I ain't kidding. Now, the thing is, though, it's only shown at a couple of shows for only a couple of weeks because it's going straight to the Netflix later on this month. Hey, they put up the dough, so what do you want? But it's a beautiful thing because, okay, once it's on the Netflix, we'll be able to watch it every day if we want. But it's a shame, too, because this movie really should be seen on a big screen in a show. It's an event movie, and it's art. Now, people are concerned about a couple of things with these movies. I hear people talk, and they say, okay, they used a lot of different youngening and aging tricks on the actors, and that always looks stupid, right? You never believe that. But I'll tell you what, you forget about it after a few minutes. You really do. And the length scares people, too. I will tell you this. The 3.5 hours fly by as quickly as the time seems to pass in these characters' lives. There's a great line. An old guy says, "You don't know how fast time goes until you get there." That is so true. See, this is not only an entertaining mob chronicle that delivers everything you'd expect, but it's also a very sad movie about aging and regrets and guilt and how what once was a big deal just gets lost in the fog of the past. I mean, come on. The movie starts and ends in a nursing home, for crying out loud. But I will say this. This is the best work all of these actors have done in a long time. And it's so good to see them together. Pesci came out of retirement for this. And his character, a mob boss, is low-key and quiet in the scenes. With Pesci and De Niro in intimate conversations, they are the best. On the other hand, Pacino is Jimmy Hoffa. You know, that powder keg? He goes full tilt Al. He screams, he yells, he fights, he ticks off the wrong people on a regular basis. But I thought that De Niro was really great. The stuff near the end of this movie where he's trying to set things straight, it's heartbreaking. And I'm telling you, it should get him some kind of nomination. As always, there's a lot of laughs and a lot of wall splatters. Hey, you get a tutorial on how to do a hit. Hopefully you'll never need it. But you gotta think, The Irishman is the last mob movie. After this, there's nothing left to see here. And you only have another week or so if you want to see it in a show. If that's important to you, you gotta go. It's The Irishman. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Those are at 93XRT.com. You can get them on a podcast. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.